Attention, everyone. As I'm sure you've all noticed, I've made a dramatic change during winter break. No, your eyes do not deceive you. I do, in fact, have bangs. I'm taking questions and compliments now.
It looks amazing.
Thank you, Diva.
Gerard Butler, Jerry Action News, Channel 69. Did you instantly regret it?
Yes, but I've grown to love it because I look good in every hairstyle anyway. Good question.
Did you do it yourself?
Yes, at 3 a.m.
I love that.
Hey everyone, I brought CJ.
Hey nerds.
You were supposed to bring Elliot.
You're such a bitch, Anthony.
I'm bringing Elliot later. She's still unpacking some things.
We aren't even done setting up the party yet.
Yeah, we were going to use you guys for manual labor.
We don't work here.
It's your party, but it's my cafe. I can kick you out if you don't help.
And she will.
We know. What do you need us to do?
Well, first of all, I need you guys to help me with our new table. We're moving it to the center of the room.
You're just using us to redecorate the cafe, aren't you?
Maybe I am, CJ. What are you going to do about it?
I could.
Help our dear friend Winnie move the table like she asked because we're good people. Right, CJ?
Yes, Delilah. I suppose we will.
I've got my eye on you.
Ah! Lift with your knees!
Shut up!
Why is this thing so heavy?
It's actually a late Christmas present.
For who?
For you, idiot.
You... Sawyer, you got us a round table?
It's a square table that turns into a circle table.
Don't look at me, it was Winnie's idea.
Really?
You better not move this one.
This is amazing! I could kiss you!
Please don't. And calm down, you don't have to get so happy over a dumb round table.
Too bad. Thank you. You didn't have to do this for your least favorite customer.
I don't know. I think Anthony is working his way up to my least favorite customer.
And what did I ever do to you?
You have your own home, Anthony. Sleep there sometime instead of my apartment.
Our apartment? When?
Now, everyone help me put the other tables back.
I hope this makes Elliot feel welcome.
It's just a table. I doubt she'll even care.
It's a lot more than that.
I see you got your guitar with you, as usual. Are you finally going to play some music tonight?
Yeah, Arthur. Are you?
Probably not, Winnie. The score is tied, 4-4-4. Whoever gets this last point is the champion of headbands. Elliot, you get the first question.
Okay. Would you say I'm a nice person?
It's more intense than just nice.
You're like chaotic good, for sure.
Lynn, go.
Am I a real person?
No.
Yes. Wait, which...
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot! Ah, shit. Fine, I'll get it. Hey.
Hi, Delilah!
Hi!
You actually baked a cake?
I told you I would.
Thank you for bringing it to us, of all people.
I have questions that I need answered. And I never show up to someone's place uninvited without the gift of homemade baked goods.
And you just became my favorite knight.
Excuse me?
Second favorite.
That's better.
First question. Why does Elliot's forehead say Guy Fieri, and why does Lynn say Michelangelo?
No!
It's fine. The game can be over. Arthur never would have guessed his anyway. The score will just have to stay tied for the foreseeable future.
No, shut up. I'm going to keep playing. Delilah, do not tell me who I am.
Seems a bit desperate to keep playing, Arthur.
Can I ask my second question?
Go.
You said I was the last one. Who else knows about all this?
Tristan, Kay, Lucan, Percival, and Gawain.
Oh, is that all?
Yes. That's everyone who knows. Just those knights. No random waiters in Denny's or anything.
Okay. Another thing.
Can I eat cake first?
No, whoa. Stop. Don't you dare taint this with your dirty sword. We are not repeating the pie incident.
Okay, I'm sorry. Calm down. We'll get a knife or something.
I have a knife.
That's not a kitchen knife. That's a stabbing knife.
You just have a knife ready to go?
For food emergencies. I'm basically a housewife, Arthur.
Interesting.
Next question. Why?
For the cake.
No, not the knife. I mean, why are we back? King Arthur was supposed to come back during a time of great need. The world could have used King Arthur earlier than this. We've had two world wars. Why now?
We've been wrestling with that question ourselves for a few months.
Okay. So, magic.
Magic exists, yeah.
But it didn't. Magic hasn't been around since, well, since you died, Arthur. Now you're back and there are dragons again and there are wizards? When magic came back, so did you.
But magic is good. Lynn is good.
Well,
sometimes.
Better.
I'm supposed to save the world from magic?
Magic can be used for anything. The world has created nuclear technology that can kill a civilization at the press of a button. What would happen if those same people got their hands on magic?
Bad?
Yes, Arthur. Bad. You have to tell me everything that happened in the past few months. Every detail.
Wow. You should probably call Carlos about this.
What? Why?
It seems like something Carlos would want to know about.
Gabby Solis from Desperate Housewives!
You got it!
Oh, King of Uno, King of Headbands, King of England! What can't this boy do?
How do you know Desperate Housewives characters?
Me and Elliot have been watching it when we can't sleep.
That's great! Can we please talk about how we have to find a way to fight magic?
Oh yeah, we're definitely gonna die again. Yeah, at least we have cake.
Friday Night Fights.
I hate hospitals.
No one loves hospitals, Al.
The private sector making money off patients loves hospitals. What? I'm on Twitter. Remembering my history as a king makes me want to learn about modern politics. Also, I really want to punch a billionaire.
I punched a billionaire once.
Good for you.
You'll get your chance. Don't waste it.
Can we please leave?
What is it with you in hospitals?
They just make me really uncomfortable. The thought of sitting in one, unable to move, staring at the white ceiling and smelling the unnatural cleanliness.
Well, this is where we told Delilah we'd meet her. She volunteers here, too.
Why would anyone go inside a hospital voluntarily?
Ask them to give you drugs next time, Al.
Looks like there's gonna be a storm. We should probably get out of here.
There's Delilah. What took you so long?
Sorry, I got hung up talking to a patient. Actually, Elliot, you'll never believe. Whoa, the wind is so strong. The weather was so nice this morning.
Ah, yes, our next challenge. We have to fight the wind.
Don't even joke, Arthur.
Where did this come from? It was supposed to be sunny all day.
Guys, we've got a problem.
Is it your fashion sense? Oh, shit. It's their fashion sense. Here we go again.
Who are you guys looking at?
The person wearing the kabuki mask across the street.
That, Delilah, would be the third in a series of magical attackers who have tried to kill me recently. Very fashionable, I know. Love the white on this one.
Its mask is smiling. Maybe they're here to help.
I don't think so. Is she wearing your crown?
What? How the hell did someone get my fucking crown?
Oh no.
Everyone get inside the hospital. Now. Go. Go. Elliot, come on.
I am not going in there.
Elliot.
Okay, coming.
The lights.
It's gonna take the power out.
I think it just did. The hospital's running on our backup generators now. I think we should be more worried about it blowing the roof off this place.
We actually have to fight the wind. How are we supposed to fight the wind?
Maybe we can just wait it out.
Oh, this is some Wizard of Oz bullshit. Still think we can wait it out, Delilah?
Do we run?
Yes, you run.
And let me guess, you stay?
Of course. I'm tired of these pieces of string cheese. Besides, that bitch stole my crown.
You can't just pass string cheese off to other people, string cheese boy.
I'm coming with you, Arthur.
You're hilarious, babe.
You're the one who's hilarious if you think I'm gonna run further into a hospital.
Did you forget the golf course?
From what I remember, you needed all the help you could get.
I'm not gonna change your mind, am I?
Absolutely not.
If you die, I'll kill you.
Well, there's always the next life, right?
Try not to die. But if you get reckless, you're right outside a hospital, so I'm sure it's fine.
Thanks, Lynn. But I don't think the wind is any harder to beat than a dragon.
You'd be surprised. Ready?
I'm always ready.
Friday Night Fights.
Arthur! I said get behind the car, not get thrown into it! Get over here! Are you okay?
Ask me later. Fighting the wind. Yeah, Arthur. Great battle plan. Okay, here we go again.
Wait! I have an idea.
Me too! Footlocker!
Arthur! Will you stop that? Nothing is going to change. Einstein said, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So you just sprinting towards a magic tornado is gonna get you thrown into a car every time.
Thought maybe I would get lucky on that last one.
Just stop for a second.
I could do this all day.
Would you just listen to me? I have an idea.
Okay, hit me. But if it doesn't work, I'm rushing towards it again.
I am disappointed, but not surprised. All right, riddle me this. What is the opposite of wind?
L, now is not the time for riddles.
The Greek elements. Before we made advancements in science, the Greeks believed that there were four main elements of matter. Fire, water, air, and earth. Technically, there was also ether.
L, give me a history lesson later.
Okay, if water puts out fire, maybe earth defeats air.
Oh, so you tell me not to run at a tornado, but you think throwing a rock at it will solve all our problems? Hey, get down! So how'd that go for you?
It was worth a shot.
Well, it was launched right back at you, so that idea's out. Why would you ever trust the ancient Greeks anyway?
They created democracy!
Oh, and that's relevant all of a sudden?
Is this really our first fight as a couple? Now?
First and last, if we die here.
Arthur!
Lynn?
Get over here, behind this car. We have a plan.
Lynn, we've discussed this! No plan! But I'll take what I can get. Elle, go. I'll cover you.
How am I gonna make it over there without getting hit by all that debris flying around?
I got this. Just go. Space Jam's back, baby!
I don't know what that means, but okay.
I told you guys to run.
We did.
But then we had an idea.
Okay, lay it on me.
We could use a good idea, or any idea.
Did you guys know that hospitals store tanks of liquid nitrogen for cryosurgeries? And did you also know we could theoretically launch it at wind monsters?
All we need is a straight shot to pierce through the tornado, and we can throw our friend off their rhythm. I say we prop him up on some cars and blast this guy back to December.
Oh, hell yes. Here, let's lift them up. Ready? Lynn? Elliot?
I am ready, baby.
Delilah?
Ready.
Okay, fire on three.
Technically, it's ice.
Wait, on three or after three?
Oh my God, just fire.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, science. I hate ancient Greece. Get some real elements.
Arthur! We almost died again!
But we did it! Come on, group hug!
We can group hug later. We're gonna want to get out of here.
Yeah, this isn't meatball time, you animals. We probably got less than a minute before emergency services show up. Maybe less, because we're literally at a hospital. And look, the thing left a white calling card.
So she does know what meatball time means.
Told ya. I'll race you away from the cops and towards the IKEA.
Oh, you're on!
Wait a minute. Is it snowing? We fucking made it snow? I bought shorts for nothing?!
What in the world is meatball time?
I'll tell you when you're older. Come on, let's get out of here.
Friday Night Fights was created by Ashton Laurel, co-written and edited by Hannah Steele. Produced by Strummer Steele, and directed by CM Bullock and Hannah Steele. Original music and sound design was by Tyler Ginelli, and art by William Walker. This episode featured Ian Kennedy as Arthur, Ashton Laurel as Elliot, and Charlie Rat Sutton as Lynn, along with CM Bullock as Winnie, Strummer Steele as Delilah, Tyler Ginelli as Jerry, Hannah Steele as Poppy, Holden Kennedy as Anthony, Mateo Rodriguez as Carlos, along with Holden Kennedy as Anthony, and Gerard Marquez as Sawyer, and Sydney Jones as Lucy. For more Friday Night Fights content, visit us on Twitter at FKFTweets, Instagram at FKFGrams, Tumblr at Friday Night Fights, and like us on Facebook. Thanks for listening. See you Friday. FKF was not recorded in front of a live studio audience.